This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. NDA Parliamentary Party meeting will begin in a short while from now at the Old Parliament House in New Delhi. Newly elected MPs of BJP, TDP, JDU, LJP, R, Shiv Sena, Shinde faction, JDS and other constituent parties of the NDA have arrived to attend the meeting. BJP President JP Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari, Piyush Goyal, Anurag Singh Thakur, TDP Chief Chandrababu Naidu, JDU President and Bihar CM Nitish Kumar, LJP R Chief Chirag Paswan, NCP leader Ajit Pawar, RLD Chief Jayant Chaudhary, Jan Sena Chief Pawan Kalyan, Apna Dal S leader Anupriya Patel, JDS leader HD Kumaraswamy are among other leaders who arrived for the meeting. Janata Dal United convened a parliamentary party meeting in New Delhi today. JDU's Lalan Singh, Sanjay Kumar Jha, Ajay Kumar Mandal, Vijay Lakshmi Kushwaha, Kaushalendra Kumar, Ramnath Thakur, Devesh Chandra Thakur, Sunil Kumar, Lovely Anand, Girdhari Yadav, Anil Hegde were among other leaders who attended the meeting. Meanwhile, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilwas also held a parliamentary party meeting in the national capital. In the meeting, National President Chirag Paswan was chosen as the leader of the parliamentary committee of the party. The notification for election to 3 seats of Rajya Sabha in Kerala has been issued. The tenure of CPI leader Binoy Biswam, CPIM leader Elamaram Karim and KCM leader Jose K. Mani is ending on the 1st of July. Notification for bipoll to 1 seat from Maharashtra in the Rajya Sabha was also issued yesterday. The seat has been vacant due to resignation of NCP leader Praful Patel. Nominations can be filed for the seats in Kerala and Maharashtra till the 13th of this month. Polling will be held on the 25th of June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that his government focused on qualitative changes in the education sector over the past decade. His statement comes after the country registered the highest growth in university representation among G20 nations in QS World University Rankings. India saw an increase of 318% from 11 varsities in the 2015 edition of this ranking to 46 in the 2025 edition. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for the 8th time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility SDF rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility and MSF rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. The decisions were taken by a majority of 4-2. The MPC also decided by a majority of 4 out of 6 members to remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to ensure that inflation progressively aligns to the target while supporting growth. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, met on 5th, 6th and 7th June. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has extended an invitation to Prime Minister Modi to visit Ukraine at a convenient time. The invitation came during a phone conversation between the two leaders, where Zelensky congratulated Prime Minister Modi on his recent election victory and wished him for the swift formation of the government. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued yellow alert warning for rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning over many parts of country, including central and southern regions for the next 4 days. The IMD said southwest monsoon has further advanced into some parts of Central Arabian Sea, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh and most parts of Bay of Bengal. The IMD also forecasts that the conditions are favourable for further advancement of southwest monsoon into some more parts of South Chhattisgarh, South Odisha and remaining parts of Bay of Bengal during the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, in Delhi, the IMD predicted dust storms and thunderstorms for the next 2 days. The maximum temperature in the national capital is likely to hover around 43 degrees Celsius today. In badminton, India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen will take on Anders Antonsen of Denmark in the men's singles quarterfinal at the Indonesia Open Badminton in Jakarta, Indonesia this afternoon. Sen defeated Kenta Nishimoto of Japan in straight games 21-9, 21-15 in the pre-quarters yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.